Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM as we're live from the Lead Bunker Studio, Jackson's only indoor gun range, and we're brought to you by Knudsen's, your outdoor convenience store. We're brought to you by Kettlebell Hotspot, where your functional fitness begins, and we're brought to you by Celsius Energy Drink. Right now, let's head to our Ray Snell Sports Line, because no one knows Jackson better than Ray Snell, raysnell.com. We welcome to the program head coach of the Grass Lake Warriors softball team, Coach Roger Cook. Hey, Coach, welcome to the show, and thank you for being here. We appreciate you.
Thank you very much. It's a great honor. I'm very glad you guys are reaching out.
Well, we are just so excited for you and your softball squad to be where you are at this point in the season. Congratulations on a great run so far.
Thank you.
Before we get to where you are right now, let's take our listeners on like a little bit of a journey. Let's talk about the season so far to this point. Let's talk about the regular season. I really don't want you to detail every game for us, but maybe, I mean, could you talk about some of the highs and lows and some of the games that really stood out for you and your girls this year?
Absolutely. And as you know, the weather back there at the beginning of the season was
horrible.
Very, very cold.
Yeah.
So we go from that, and then we're going to jump into a 90-degree day game tomorrow.
I know, right?
We definitely battled that weather. We do not have any seniors on our softball team this year. So we've got a very young group, a very motivated group. We've got a record right now of 38-3. So they've done a really good job. We always set the goal early in the season, you know, try to win the conference, stay safe, have fun, and try to get as far as you can into the postseason. So they achieved that first goal there. They've got we got first place in the conference for back-to-back seasons, and we also achieved one of the other goals of getting over 30 wins, which 38 just eclipsed our record of 37. So they've done a really good job. They've accomplished a lot of the goals, and hopefully we can get one more of those big goals.
Right. So, I mean, was that – I mean, you mentioned what your goals were, but did you sit down with the girls and say, hey, we want to get past regionals, we want to get to the quarterfinals, that's where we want to be at the end of the season, or was it just kind of that blanket, we're going to make as good of a run as we possibly can?
These guys are so good at just taking it day by day. Okay. And they just are – I mean, we know what's going on in the world today. We know, you know, with all the tough stuff going on, that they get to play the game of softball. They get to practice softball.
Mm-hmm.
So that, for that little bit of time, people get to come out and watch and forget about things going on. So we just take it day by day. We have those goals, but we just want to see – you know, we made the toughest schedule we could. We wanted to see how far we could get in that. You've got to be healthy and hopefully peak at the right time of the year. So really – these girls kind of expected to be here. I've got a bunch of travel ball players. That makes a huge difference. Absolute phenomenal parents and a couple of the best assistant coaches you could ever ask for. So we're still going, hoping to achieve some of those goals, and I'm really think we can get there.
Right, yeah. I mean, you kind of talked about the perfect mix there, right, too. Of course, you know, having athletes, student athletes, that have been dedicated to the game for a long, long time, because that's the kind of student athlete you get with travel ball. Parents who get it, who understand, who aren't trying to coach from the sideline. And, of course, your team, the leadership team that puts it all together. I mean, that's like the perfect storm for you.
It is a perfect storm. I mean, we've got freshmen that came in that could probably be leaders just as much as the juniors that we have. And like I said, I honestly get the easy job. I get to sit on the bucket, eat the licorice, and just watch as these girls go out, self-motivate.
Yeah.
The assistant coaches take care of everything. It's been an absolute blast with some of the absolute best parents, coaches, and teammates you could ask for. So I'm very blessed.
Now, tell me about some of the leaders on the team. Tell me about some of those who just kind of, you know, stood out this year. Not minimizing the role of anybody else, but, I mean, there's reason why there are those who stand out on the team. And tell us about some of those girls on your team.
You know, I've been coaching for 21 years, and I've had some really good leaders. But you never get, like, a real team that any given day you could have a different leader there. But it's just been that phenomenal. But I've got Lainey Brown, a junior. She's our pitcher, first baseman, who's a tremendous leader. Caitlin Possuma, another junior, who she's kind of our mama duck. She kind of takes care of the whole crew, and she pitches and plays first base, so she's phenomenal. Emily Guthrie, another junior, just a fantastic shortstop. You know, she'll shake the coach's hands after every practice, and she makes sure everybody's good on the team. Lane Terry, we have as a junior in the outfield. Just those characters, and any given day, you know, they're always taking care of somebody. But then you can always go down to our freshmen, too, of Emily Brown and Bree Saltz, who act like they're the big leaders on the team. So it's a fine mix of all of them together.
Yeah, you know, the future's got to be bright for Grass Lake softball when you have no seniors on the team and you've got freshmen who can even take on that leadership role. I mean, really, as a freshman, I mean, there's a lot of growing and maturing that takes place within those 4 years of high school. So, I mean, you're going to have some pretty good athletes by the time they're seniors.
I don't know how many other coaches agree out there, but I'll tell you what, I'll take freshmen, sophomore, juniors over seniors any day, because those seniors are graduating. It's summertime. There's boyfriends. There's water skiing. You name it.
Gotcha.
And they're out doing it. So let's do it this year while we have all the youngsters. But, yes, we'll have a pretty mature group coming into next year. So
that's awesome.
But we want to take care of business right now. We know we got some very stiff competition coming up. Well, so we're just going to try to enjoy the ride right now.
All right, let's get to that in a second. First, take me through districts. You had the first round bye, and then, I mean, you put a pounding on Lumen. And not a lot of people, not a lot of teams are able to put that kind of a pounding on Lumen. But you got out of there in four innings with an 18-0 win.
Listen, I love head coach Bobby Rozak over there, a good friend of mine. Very, very good group. And they're building in the softball program. Mm-hmm. They're really building. And they're doing the right thing. He's got him and his wife, Brenna, they're doing some coaching with the summer ball. They've got a lot of kids that are coming up. So they will get there. So while we did hit the ball very well, I look forward to seeing what Lumen Christie has here in a couple of years, too.
Okay. And then, let's see, you had Napoleon. They got by Michigan Center. So in that doubleheader on districts, you had Napoleon in the championship game, a 7-3 win. I mean, how does it feel just to kind of be able to face a conference rival in the district game, the district championship?
Listen, with Napoleon, it could be rock, paper, scissors. It could be 0-30 against 0-30.
Uh-huh.
It could be a worm wrestle, and it's going to be an absolute brawl. It always has. Doug Richardson over there and his team have just done a fantastic job. It seems like it's been us back and forth since I did start coaching. So to be able to get them twice in the regular season and then win that championship over there on their field was fantastic. It's just they treat that game right there harder than they would taking on the Michigan Wolverines. It's just that Napoleon Grass Lake, that deal right there. So it was a lot of fun, and, mm-hmm. and kudos to Napoleon for having such a great season to them as well.
Yeah. So then we get to regionals. And, I mean, were you familiar with Dundee before you faced them this past weekend?
You know, right after we had beaten a point in the regular season, we played Dundee. So we're all on high. We're coming down a little bit. And we were able to catch Dundee in both games very close. I think one, we end up winning and scoring three runs in the bottom of the seventh to win. And they're also another young team. So they were very motivated. Mickey does a great job with them over there. So that was a really good win. They came ready to play. And they're going to be tough here in the next couple of years, too. They've got a really good program there.
Yeah. Now, and at this point in the postseason, I mean, every team's a good team. You get to the regional final, every team has earned their spot there. There's nobody who's just kind of coasting at that point. And so you face a Jonesville team in the regional final, and you take care of them in five innings. I mean, your girls are coming ready to play in the postseason.
They are, and that goes with, you know, the families there that mm-hmm. have all bought into it. They're fantastic. It goes into the assistant coaches, Paul Hubbard, Anthony Brown, and Maureen Peterson, who just, they work so good with the kids. In fact, our coach assistant there, Maureen, she had them do yoga the day before. We talk a lot about the stuff going on in life.
Mm-hmm.
We bring an absolute arsenal of food into the dugout for these girls to eat and take care of that. In fact, we've got a thing that we brought since day one that my coach Anthony Brown brings, Milwaukee pickles. I don't know. I'm telling you, there's a recipe for the Detroit Tigers right now. Okay. Milwaukee pickles, Boston baked beans, and you got to have some Rudy's. We had that yesterday, too. You do that, you get them focused, you're ready to play some ball.
All right. So did you have the same pitcher on the stripe for for both games there for the regionals?
So Laney Brown went in the first game against Dundee.
Okay.
And then we started Caitlin Possuma in the second game. They kind of go back and forth all year. If one gets in trouble, the other one can come in. And they're also very, very good friends. You know, two of those captains that are, they feed well off of each other. So in the second game, the championship game, we started Caitlin. She did a very good job, and I just thought maybe we better mix it up a little bit as they started making a little bit of contact, and Laney came in to shut it down.
Okay.
It helped that Jonesville had just got done playing a tough game against Sand Creek.
Yeah.
So they went back-to-back. I think that little bit of a break and focus for us really helped, because Jonesville's got a phenomenal pitcher and some good hitters there, and we did a really good job against her.
All right. So here you are, quarterfinals tomorrow, and then the semifinals on the 17th, the finals on the 18th. So tomorrow, let's see, you're on the road. You're heading to what, Adrian, right? So, yeah, pretty much the same trip that you had to Sand Creek. Maybe like another, you know, just another, actually it's shorter by a mile or two to go to Adrian College. And you've got Algonac. Boy, they've got a little bit of a trip on their hands. So you take
Algonac Muskrats.
The Algonac Muskrats and the Grass Lake Warriors. Besides their mascot name, what do you know about Algonac?
They are a lot like us as far as record. They've played some pretty good schools. We know that they have a couple college commits already, pitching very good. And then, yeah, I believe they have like a two-hour travel to get to us. I'm trying not to let the girls focus on that. You know, we've always said the teams don't beat us. We beat ourselves. Just focus on the ball, focus on our team. And it doesn't really matter what the other team is, as long as we take care of each other and do the little things. So, but I do, Algonac's very good. We're in a very tough bracket with Algonac, and Millington's in there and Richmond. So very tough. The 1, 2, and 4 teams in the state. So we'll definitely have some games on our hands, but that's what we want. You know, that's what the quarterfinals is all about.
Well, that's kind of what I wanted to ask you next. I mean, every coach always says it's one game at a time, and some will even break it down, it's one pitch at a time. But it's one game at a time. The opponent that's in front of you is the most important, which is true. But, I mean, you just said it. You kind of have you got your peripheral vision working right there, and you mentioned Richmond, you mentioned Milligan, and a couple others that are also in that bracket. So, I mean, what's the game plan? Who's going to be on the mound for your game against Algonac? Will they be pitching also that second game?
So it'll be one game at a time. It was Tuesday, then the next one's Friday, the next
That's
Saturday.
Right, yeah.
So that helps us going, you know, we can throw one pitcher and be fresh, but also have that other one there to go in the heat.
Okay.
And I don't let the kids look forward. I don't even know if they knew who's in the next bracket. But my job is to take a look down the road. I can do all that. They just need to focus on doing what they do best. Eating the pickles, the Boston baked beans, the lemon heads, and hitting the softball, because that's what they need to do on Tuesday.
All right, so what are you expecting then? Are you expecting a high-scoring game? Are you expecting a low-scoring game? What are you expecting tomorrow?
You know what? I'm going to go with a high-scoring game. A lot of times right now you see real lockdown pitchers that have gotten you that far, because you can ride a pitcher a long ways. I think both of our teams, Algonac and Grass Lake, can hit with the best of any of them.
Okay.
We've proven that with a lot of the teams, like we've played against Howell and Woodhaven and Vicksburg and Mattawan, and we've seen it, and so has Algonac. So I think there'll be some runs put up.
Okay. Are you tell all the girls go out there and swing for it, or are you going to be having some slapping and some bunting that'll be happening? What's the game plan on offense?
Always go by the scenario. I'd like to sit there and watch. We've got 40 home runs or so this year. I'd like to see a little long ball, but guess what? I'm just as happy with a bunt single and a sacrifice and any of that. So as long as just situational, we'll see kind of where they're playing, what we need to do, and our girls are really, really good about adapting to that, so we can play any situation we need to.
All right, awesome. Anything else that you feel it's important for our listeners to know about you and your squad, or do we get everything covered here today?
I just can't reiterate how much I appreciate my wife and family for being by me this whole time, my brothers and family, my goodness, and the assistant coaches, and not just Grass Lake, but we have a lot of people showing up from other schools, other places. And the phone calls that I've gotten, you know, from the players that we last won a regional in 2005. And it's just been this last 24 to 48 hours. They've made me feel so good, from former coaches to all the parents. It's been phenomenal. It's been a great ride. I can't even imagine what it would be like to get a couple more games under our belt. But thank you to Grass Lake and all the administrators for getting our back. Brian Zell, our AD, has really helped out. And the biggest two, probably Maureen Peterson and Anthony Brown. Those are my wingmen. Without those two being there on the bench and all the paperwork and all that, like I said, I got the easiest job in the world. I get to sit back and and watch the game. So we appreciate all your guys' coverage and the pictures, and it's been a fun ride. Hopefully we can keep it going.
Well, we have been talking with Coach Roger Cook from the Grass Lake Warriors softball team. Coach, we appreciate you. We thank you for your time, and good luck this week.
Hey, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
It's Talkback Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports, 101.9 FM.